Ramchal will now, in this chapter, chapter 3, address the concept of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, explain the difference, in greater depth. Hashem granted all of us the ability of rational thought. We can take information, we can analyze it, and deduce from that new information, which wasn't obvious before. That's natural thought process, learning process. That's how it works. Hashem decreed that there should be another fashion of learning and understanding, and that's through receiving a shefa, a flow, an inflow, of wisdom directly from Hashem. When this connection to Hashem happens, and it reaches a person's mind, he'll instantly have some divine knowledge implanted in his mind, and it'll be clear and decisive, with no room for question, confusion, or doubt. This process and type of knowledge is what we call Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh can grant a person wisdom and knowledge of things that are beyond human capability and comprehension. Through Ruach HaKodesh, a person can attain knowledge of the future that's not limited to Nevuah. Ruach HaKodesh can grasp that too. It's divine wisdom, it's divine knowledge being implanted in a person's mind. There are many levels of Ruach HaKodesh, but the defining aspect is that once a person has this knowledge and it comes into his mind, it's clear and unquestionable. That's the identifying aspect of Ruach HaKodesh. Sometimes a person can experience a vision, which is referred to as Ruach HaKodesh in Svarim, but it's really in a general sense. It isn't precisely Ruach HaKodesh. And that's when a flow from Hashem is directed towards the person, but he doesn't connect to it fully. So it implants an idea in his mind, but he's not aware of where this knowledge came from. He isn't even aware that he's being granted wisdom from above. It's like this flash of knowledge which is divinely inspired. So we refer to it as Ruach HaKodesh, as great tzaddikim got these flashes of wisdom, but actual Ruach HaKodesh is only when a person is fully aware of where the wisdom is coming from and has total clarity in that. And that's why you see in Chazal, the Rechal doesn't say this, but you see in Chazal that Ruach HaKodesh is kind of on the same level as Nevuah. It's a very, very high level of understanding and knowledge. Isn't it directly talking to Hashem, as the Ramchal is going to explain, but it's receiving data, so to speak, receiving knowledge directly from Hashem with full awareness of that. Nevuah is a much higher madriga than Ruach HaKodesh. Nevuah is when a person connects totally to Hashem, dveikus gomer, but with full knowledge and awareness of the fact that he is connecting to Hashem. A Navi will feel the connection to the kavod of Hashem, the glory of Hashem, and will have no doubt about this at all. Just as when we talk and converse with a physical entity, we have no question and doubt as to what we are doing. The Nevuah at its root is achieving this level of dveikus while alive, which is the highest level of perfection. And through this connection comes knowledge and wisdom. And through this connection, a person will perceive the secrets of Hashem with full clarity through the divine inflow of knowledge. The way, then, this is very interesting, that the way a Navi will actually experience this connection to Hashem and hear, so to speak, the voice of Hashem is not direct. It's through intermediaries. A person can't view Hashem as a man views his friend. It works through different servants of Hashem who serve as a looking glass of sorts. They somehow transform the view, the vision, the connection to Hashem into something which a human, which a Navi can comprehend. The Navi will be viewing the kavod, the glory of Hashem, yet it'll be through the intermediaries. And there are many levels of this depending on the greatness of the Navi. And this is what Chazal referred to as an aspaklaria, which is a mirror or a looking glass of some kind. And they differentiate between the Nevi'im and Moshe Rabbeinu. It was an aspaklaria hama'ira, a clear-looking glass, or an aspaklaria she'ena me'ira. The clarity of the vision depended largely on the level of the Navi. But all Nevi'im, including Moshe Rabbeinu, only viewed Hashem through an aspaklaria, which was, as the Ramchal is explaining, intermediaries, malachim, translating the vision into something a human can possibly connect to.